Jasmine Crockett, You Can't Afford Groceries Because of Trump's Failed Immigration Policies. By Hannah Knudsen on April 11, 2025. Democrat darling Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, said the Trump administration's failed immigration policies, which includes deportations, are the reason many Americans cannot afford groceries or a home. One thing I can tell you is that if you sit down and you say, "Are you okay with your grocery prices? Are you okay with the fact that housing prices are going up?" and you start to connect how important it is for us to have immigrants that are contributing to our country in this way, then people may start to shift, Crockett said during an appearance on CBS News. Watch, Democrat darling Jasmine Crockett rants about Elon, cries about threat from Pam Bondi. So I am telling you that this is a failed thing. But we've got to do better to connect the dots and let people know the reason you can't afford a home is because of these failed immigration policies, she bizarrely asserted. Crockett also attributed the price of groceries to failed immigration policies. The reason you're not going to be able to afford your food is because of these failed immigration policies, she claimed. And the same can go for the hospitality industries, where we have so many of those in the hospitality industry that are saying they do not have the workers that they need right now, she added. This is far from the first controversial remark Crockett has made about immigration. Specifically as of late, advocating for illegal immigration yet again while delivering remarks at Grace Baptist Church in Connecticut. I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country, or the fact that we are a country of immigrants, Crockett said. The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now, we done picking cotton. We are. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation. Crockett made waves over the last several months with her controversial remarks, making headlines after referring to paralyzed Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, who uses a wheelchair, as Governor Hot Wheels. You know, a lot of people see you out front fighting, but nobody's really asking, what do you need to maintain that fight? So thank you so much, Morgan, because we in these hot-ass Texas streets. Honey, she said during a speech at the 2025 Human Rights Campaign, HRC, dinner. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there, she continued. Come on now. And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot-ass mess, honey, so, yes. Yes. Right, okay, she added. All right, I'm gonna move on because I got other people that's also hot in these streets. All right, I gotta make sure I got through all my thank yous, because we about to go off script. The Democrat bizarrely attempted to spin her remarks after they went viral, asserting that she was not thinking about his condition but the planes, trains, and automobiles the governor has used to transfer migrants into communities led by black mayors, deliberately stoking tension and fear among the most vulnerable. As Breitbart News reported, there is no indication that Crockett was referring to migrants during that portion of her speech.